Welcome back to Reflections. At the end of the last segment and before the pause, we were talking about the PROMESA board and how Municipality San Juan looks like it's doing the kinds of things that have to be done. And by coincidence, there was three articles back to when and one on the same day. There was an article about the first article was the 30th of June that the Municipality of San Juan was going to establish a multi-story parking in the Normandy Cambrón area, and there was a lot of criticism and as to that. And then the 2nd of July, there were two articles. One of them is that the that parking at the Sixto Escobar, the Hotel Normandy, has been pushing that the door has been closed. Cierra la puerta al parking at Sixto Escobar. And in the same newspaper, Nuevo Día, the 2nd of July, one was on page 10 and the other one on page 22. But basically, with respect to the Escambrón, parking, Romero frena proyecto de multipisos en Escambrón. So the mayor asked the municipal legislature to not go forward with approving and to have public hearings and all. I think it's good when politicians kind of accept that maybe where they're headed, they have to take a different road. So there'll be public hearings on that. I heard him later on that, he understands that they can be persuaded, the public can be persuaded that this particular multipiso in Escambrón, makes sense. It does not take up any more green area. It's just right where the present parking is by the same company that's been there for many years before he joined. And I'm just thinking, whether that parking is close enough in order to help the Hotel Normandy, which that structure looks a little bit better. I think like they put something into it so it looks better than it used to be. It's such a critical moment in that turn that you take into going into old San Juan, such an ugly structure there. I keep on wanting to see that built and all. And we've talked about that. And leave it at that. Anyway, that kind of rounds out the PROMESA board and the Municipality San Juan doing a little bit better. So we'll see what happens on that. I wanted to go in. There's a really great article, and it just came in through the Apple News, and is by this guy Durmonski, Durmonski, Ivailo Durmonski. I don't even know. It's on self improvement, and why great things never came from comfort zones, and it's a really good analysis of the comfort zone, let's say challenge that we all have. We can kind of take things easy, don't take risk, be conservative, don't go out with a particular activity, and stay home and watch, as he says in the article, Netflix. He says, chill, do things with people that we feel completely comfortable with, not with new people, and not with new topics, with even old people that we not old in age, but old in the number of years that we've known the person. It's a challenge that we all have, and And it is, of course, a very personal situation where some of us, and you know, feel comfortable and are completely happy within that comfort zone, and some, well, you know, are always trying to challenge the comfort zone and learn in new things and take certain risks, etc. And I'm in the getting out of the comfort zone. And this analysis that he has, he said, of course, his position is that, you know, the learning and with whether it's muscle or brain or emotional, by getting out of the comfort zone, strengthen. And he has this diagram, and you know, there's the comfort zone in the center. And then he has another circle, which is the stretch zone, where you're forcing yourself to stretch and taking risks, let's say acceptable risks, and challenging yourself in a relatively reasonable way, though you know you are challenging. And then there's another circle at the end, which is the panic zone. That if you go too far, it's so distressing and so difficult that you can't really sustain it, and you go back. So you have to go into the stretch zone. And he has, for example, an example. If you want to climb a difficult, you know, mountain, you don't have the helicopter drop you at the halfway and you know where it's really super difficult to the summit. But if you start at the bottom and with different mountains and train yourself little by little, when you get to that level, if that's what your goal was, you're going to feel, you know, better, even though it's still a stretch. And so the thing that we all have to sort of fight with, and each makes each of you and me and it's continuously all every day, you know, and every moment we have to make the decision whether we chill, we stay in what we feel comfortable with, or we push ourselves to an area that's not a comfort area and all, and you know whether. And that goes to so many things in life. I was going to the Nuevo Día and the sayings it has. There was by Margaret Atwood, a poet and a novelist, a Canadian. It says, "Pensamos que teníamos tantos problemas. ¿Cómo íbamos a saber que éramos felices?" You know, we thought we had so many problems. How did we know that we were happy? And it goes in with the article is that I'm going to point out to a couple of other things by coincidence that almost at the same time this saying came out the 6th of July. The article is the 10th. Oh no, this is an old article. Wow. Oh, this sounds like you know, a 23 article. I don't know why it popped up in the Apple News, but anyway, I lost my train of thought here a second. Hold on, the main point is that challenges and risk and difficulties really help our well-being and our happiness, and to maintain. To most, you know, of us, the chill and the comfort all does not lead us to where we want to go. And in that regard, there was an article, the outgoing president of the American Bar Association. Her name is Michelle Behnke, Behnke. Life doesn't get easier. And basically her premise, her theme is that we think that, you know, once we pass the the school, and the bar exam, things are going to be easy, and then we find that they're really difficult, and we always keep on thinking that the next step is going to be easier, and it usually doesn't. It says things don't necessarily get easier, but we can get better at the hard things, and as it says, the work may not get easier, but at least we keep getting better. So basically her theme is similar to the getting out of the comfort zone, is that things, the challenges that we have or that we should try to have, which is a different thing, are good for us. And we benefit from them and we feel better. Almost really very different from that is an article that came out that was kind of by Jennifer Lopez, and this was the 8th of July. It says, las rupturas deberían celebrarse. And Jennifer, who has had, four marriages and a number of other quite serious relationships, with Alex Rodriguez was one, says that las rupturas no son un fracaso. Honestamente, siento que son un trampolín para convertirse en tu mejor versión. Deberíamos celebrar cuando terminamos. La gente debería decir, terminaste, felicidades. Porque primero tomaste una decisión. Segundo, probablemente fue lo mejor para todos. So he says the divisions, ruptures, terminations of a relationship are not a failure. Honestly, they're just a trampoline. I don't want the word for trampoline. To convert you into a better version of yourself, we should celebrate these endings, and the people should really say, "You ended. Congratulations!" Because first you took a good decision, and second, it's probably a decision that's best for everyone. There's a person going into different relationships, and she's saying still, that she believes in love and still open, for new relationships. So there's a person going from in a different world, whether it's sports or business or hobbies or relationships. Going into the new ones and testing it out, and as the things don't work out, feeling that she's stronger, that she's better, that it was good for her overall and her development. There was this article by Vuelo Directo desde Indiana. And it's by Walter Fesshold, a university professor, who says comes to Puerto Rico from Indiana. She's one of those 650,000 Puerto Ricans who have moved to the States, and that came for a graduation of one of his children. And the School of Law, University of America School of Law, and says that that we basically have to address our economy, and that we are the ones that have to do it, which is in line with what we were talking about with the Promesa Board, and this is really getting out of the comfort zone, but at the end he says. In terms of solution, he says we should have a multi-sectarial meeting, as the first step. The Vuelo Directo, now there's an Indianapolis direct flight from Indianapolis to Puerto Rico, will only be, towards Indianapolis. Of course, I had mentioned before, I take issue with more studies and all, and it was more or less at the same time, and this is the 6th of July. There was an article by this helping youth become more entrepreneurs, and it basically with Victory Academy developing in Bayamón with the help of Paralelo 18, seminars to help youth, you know, become entrepreneurs, and this is. Get off and start studying. Let's get out there and help, you know, the people that need help. It was same in the same 6th of July. There was an article by a barber, and you know, he struggled as he developed, you know, from certifying himself, get a licensing himself as a barber, and little by little he developed a not only a barber shop, but it helped, you know, with computer repairs and a certain other. So it's kind of like a 3 or 4 businesses, you know, within the same place. And what was interesting is that he says that what was a critical moment was going to a program for entrepreneurs at Centro para Puerto Rico. This is the Sila Calderon. So you know, with the a lot of things are happening on helping entrepreneurs and helping them both getting the finances and getting the knowledge that they need to develop. So you know, that's what's necessary. I've run out of time. what basically I want to end up with you know, quickly is that the comfort zone is a challenge, and we have to stretch and our minds and our bodies and our self discipline, and with that, and if we do that, we're going to be good for us. That's the message. So stretch, okay? Stretch. Be good. Take care. See you next week. This is Jorge Gonzalez, Reflections.